offense through the first couple days of practice?
A lot of learning. We have some new faces out here, new guys, just trying to, you know, get lined up and learn their assignments. And so first 3 days, mostly learning and just trying to get the basics down.
Do you feel like the first team offense, though, like some of the key returners, they've kind of hit the ground running, or is it a learning curve still back for them too?
No. The veteran players that played last year, those guys are way ahead and doing a good job. When we have our best 11 or, you know, 12 or 13 guys available, we're playing pretty good. And then there's a, you know, bunch of new guys that are just swimming right now. But a lot of good things happening, though.
What have been your impressions of McKay Hillstead and Borke and how they're competing in that backup spot?
Both good players. Both of those guys have played in real games. You know, I think 5 or 6 starts each. They're, you know, before they came here. So they've played in some real football games. So it's not like, you know, they're not like your typical, you know, new players. And they were both with us all last season. So, you know, now they're moving the team pretty well when they have a good team around them. You know, that's the problem is sometimes if you're in there with the second unit or the third unit, you don't always have guys around you that know what they're doing. But every time those two guys have had a chance to play with people that know what they're doing, they look really good.
Do you want that spot resolved by the end of spring? Do you have a clear sense of who that two is?
If it resolves itself by the end of spring, that'd be great. But if it doesn't, then we'll take it into fall camp if we have to.
Seems like Keelan Marion was pretty excited to get back out here for what I'm assuming is his final year, although I never know eligibility. But what kind of improvements have you seen from him in the offseason, speed-wise, size-wise?
I'm glad you mentioned Keelan, because I mentioned Keelan to the whole team the other day after practice. 2 years ago, he didn't know what he was doing. You know, he's just a good athlete that was trying to figure it out when Keaton Slovis was our quarterback, and we had Keelan and Darius and, you know, these guys out here trying to – they were swimming, Parker. And then last year, Keelan knew what he was doing, and he was a really good player. And now – third year in the offense, I mean, he was running in motion the other day and coaching two guys what to do as the play was like literally happening. He was yelling it out, instructions to his teammates as the play was going, and I was like, okay, Keelan's ready to have a great year. And so what a difference a couple years makes. He's a really good football player, and the game should be moving slow for him this year now that he knows our offense so well.
When he first got here, kind of to what you were saying, he earn a little bit of a reputation as like the gadget receiver.
Yeah.
Trick plays and sweeps and that kind of thing. It seems like he's a lot more than that now.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that really we really noticed when we watched our end of the season cut-ups, it was impressive how many contested catches Keelan made last year. I mean, he hung on to the ball in traffic, took hits. That stood out, and I think that's something maybe people don't notice because he's, you know, he runs back kickoffs for touchdowns and he's really great with the ball in his hands, but he's a really sure-handed guy too. So I'm excited about him this year.
What are your initial impressions of Carson Ryan and what he's providing at the tight end position?
He's a good football player. Yeah, Carson, he's one of the new guys that looks like he knows how to play already. He's picking it up really fast, and you can just tell that he's played a lot of football, played in two good programs before he came here, and I expect him to be a very good player for us.
Along with him at tight end, Noah Moiaki, I mean, I know he was a guy you guys recruited a long time. Like, what growth are you seeing from him in year two?
Noah's figuring it out. You know, I mean, he has about a year now in the program, so he's a tough guy who's physical, and when he knows what to do, he does it well. And now it's a matter of just getting it down where he doesn't have to think, and he can just play and react.
For Jake, do you have areas of emphasis for spring camp, areas of improvement that you've specified?
Yeah, we want to throw more completions. I'm going to keep saying it. We need to throw a higher completion percentage, and we're working on that every day. And he's doing a good job so far. It's only 3 practices, but there's been a good improvement there. There's a lot of things that we're looking for. Just overall his leadership, you know, just being able to – you have to earn the right to be able to – talk to your teammates about things we need to correct and things that need to be fixed. And I think he's been here long enough now that he's sort of earned the right to speak up when he needs to.
He said that he's wanted to add some extra weight going into this season. Is there like a target number that you guys are looking at for him to?
Yeah, we have a goal weight for him. And he's about at it. We're more concerned just about his body composition. You know, when he first got here, it was eating Costco pizzas, you know, driving 100 miles a day to junior college. And he got here with a Costco pizza body. And now he's like 2 years in the program now. He's completely changed his body. He looks so much better. So we're just trying to build up, you know, durability without sacrificing any speed.
Have you been asked about Chase Roberts?
Haven't been asked about him yet, go ahead.
What is his, obviously the shoulder, he's not in camp.
Yeah.
Is there any concern that he won't be able to be here?
None. Yeah, he's out for spring, but he'll be with us in the summer stuff, all through the summer, and should be full go. Yep, expecting him to be full go.
Same for Cody.
Yeah, expecting the same for Cody as well, yep.
What have been your thoughts on some of those other receivers with JoJo and Tay Nakua, the progress you're seeing from those guys?
Yeah, JoJo did a lot of good things for us last year, and I think JoJo's ready to step up and be one of the main guys, you know, and Parker as well. I think expect Parker, and we already know how good of a player Chase and Keelan are. And then Tay Nakua is another one who's really changed his body. Last year he just looked like a skinny high school kid, and now his body, I don't want everyone to say his brother's names because those guys are great players, and I don't think it's fair to do that to him, but he's starting to look like a man, you know, and like somebody that might be able to play for us.
Are there similar characteristics, though? I mean, the name, but
yeah.
You ever see moments where it's like, that's kind of...
Sure, he does little things that remind us of this brother or that brother, but we're trying to just let him be his own person, and he is going to be a good football player. I'm really confident about that.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep. Okay, guys.